Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's great to be together. It really is. It's Friday morning, and I can't believe that this week has gone by so fast. I've had so much fun. Coffee, journal, Titus, practicing Lectio Divina, the reading and praying of Scripture, and just looking at every word, every sentence in the first nine verses in the book of Titus, and then just allowing those verses, those passages, to be like a launching pad to enter into a conversation with Jesus and to pray without ceasing and to just enjoy Him for who He is. And I think that we are recognizing and maybe being called back home to what Christianity is, a conversation, a journey, an adventure with Jesus. So happy Friday morning. For those of you that are new to the podcast this week, just a quick clarification, we do not release a daily podcast on Saturday or Sunday, so Saturday tomorrow, do with Jesus what we've been doing together these last few days and weeks and months, and then of course on Sunday, tune in inlandvineyard.org, and we'll continue our series in Titus, The Good Life. And then we'll be back for the podcast on Monday morning with coffee, with journal, with Bible, and we'll continue to read and pray Scripture. So go ahead and turn to Titus chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 4 in just a moment. And the title of the podcast this morning is In the Moment. And if you've been at Inland and have heard me preach and teach for any time at all, you've heard me talk about this concept, this topic, this in the moment. But here's the reality. Life is full of regret and the mistakes that we've made in the past. And life is full of uncertainty about the future, what it's going to look like, what it's going to hold. And so when we talk about regret, we're talking about being kind of locked in the past. When we talk about uncertainty, we're talking about being, you know, thrust into the future. It's so easy to be caught in the past in guilt and pushed into the future in, you know, uncertainty or what's it going to look like. But here's the point. The point is it's difficult to be in the present. It's difficult to be in the now. It's difficult to be, you know, in the moment. And so a quick question, do you find it difficult to be here and now, to be present, to be in the moment? I do. And I tend to be, you know, pushed or thrust into the future with worry, or is this going to work out, or how long is this going to last? I tend to be, you know, pushed into the future, but maybe you would say, well, I tend to be kind of pulled into the past, kind of guilt or regret. And for some of us, we know both. We know, you know, yanked into the past and thrust into the future, but the point is it's difficult to be here, to be now, to be present. And I want to read verse 4, which is how Paul starts, to my knowledge, every one of his letters that he writes to anyone. So Titus chapter 1, verse 4, to Titus, my son, my true son, in the common faith, grace, charis in Greek, and peace, irene in Greek. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. That is how Paul starts, to my knowledge, every one of his letters, grace and peace. And I think sometimes we miss this phrase, this opening, we read right past it as if it's, you know, not really important to try to get into kind of the meat of the letter, but really this is the front door. It's the foundation. I mean, every letter that Paul writes has to be read and experienced as a result of this entry point: grace, God's charis, God's grace, God's favor, God's love, and peace, irene. And as we read the book of Titus, what we see is that the churches, on the island of Crete, they could have struggled with plenty of regret, because we can tell from some of the things that Paul is saying that they have gotten things inside out and upside down and backwards, and they're, as a result of this letter, there could be a great deal of regret. Oh man, we really messed up. I can't believe this. And there is a great deal of potential uncertainty in the book of Titus. And so it's so easy for those that are receiving this letter, Christians in Crete, it's so easy for us in the midst of our lives and our journeys, right, to be pulled into the past with regret or thrust into the future with uncertainty, and we can relate. And so that's where this word peace comes in, this word eirene in Greek, because eirene or peace means to be invested in the now. It means to be rooted in the moment. It means to be grounded in this time, right here, right now, this relationship, this conversation. Whether this relationship or conversation is good or bad or ugly at the time, peace means to be invested, rooted, grounded right here, right now, to be present, if you will, to be in the here and in the now, actually inhabiting, one author said, inhabiting this space and this time, and therefore not pulled into regret, even though we have made some mistakes, even though we would look back at our past and we could list all kinds of things we wish we would have done or not done or done better. But peace is not being pulled into the past, nor being thrust into the future. What is going to happen? How is it going to work out? It's being able to rest even in the good, the bad, the ugly. Eirene is being anchored in the mystery, the transcendency of this present moment. And I think if Paul were to elaborate on peace, he would say that's what God's experiencing. Because he says the peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. So I think Paul would say this is exactly what God's experiencing. God is experiencing life right now. He can remind us of the past. He can promise things for the future. But God is right here, right now, invested, rooted, grounded in this moment, whether it's good or whether it's bad or whether it's ugly, whether it's smooth pastures or whether it's dark valleys. Right? Whether it's the resurrection or whether it's the cross, God is right here, right now, experiencing eirene. And because God is experiencing that, then from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, we can not only have grace, which is God's favor, but we can have peace, be in the moment, right here, right now. And that changes everything. That changes our experience. It changes ministry. It changes marriage. It changes relationship. It allows us to experience the glory and the beauty and the transcendency of life right here, right now, in the presence of God and in the presence of people. And it stands against the attack of the enemy that would always try to pull us, yank us into the past in guilt, or thrust us into the future with fear. Now again, as I land this plane and we launch into a time of prayer, my struggle is to be pulled out of the future and into the present. Maybe your struggle is different. Maybe your struggle is to be caught in the past. But let's just talk with God about His gift of peace, His gift of being anchored right here, right now, in His presence. And actually, there's an ancient prayer called the Prayer of Space and Time. It's really a meditation. It's an asking God to, God, bring me right here, right now, where you are, because I want to experience the life that you are experiencing. And then meditate on the God that is at peace right now and wants to share that peace with us. He is in the moment, and He is inviting us into the moment. So let's enjoy the God that is present throughout the day. and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.